Imagine being diagnosed with terminal cancer, receiving a miracle drug, and watching your tumors vanish overnight. Then imagine learning the drug was ineffective, relapsing immediately, and dying within days. This happened to Mr. Wright in 1957, not because his cancer was unbeatable, but because his belief system changed. His story isn't an anomaly, but a profound demonstration of how our thoughts physically reshape our biology. The placebo effect, where fake treatments produce real healing, isn't just fascinating, it's revolutionizing our understanding of human potential. When patients receiving sham knee surgeries improve just as much as those getting actual procedures, or when Parkinson's patients given saline injections produce 200% more dopamine, we're witnessing something remarkable: the mind literally changing the body's biochemistry. What if we could harness this power deliberately rather than accidentally? The placebo effect operates through three mechanisms: conditioning, expectation, and meaning. Like Pavlov's dog salivating at a bell, our bodies can release pain-relieving chemicals just from the ritual of taking a pill, even when it contains no medicine. Harvard researchers proved this when dental patients received sugar pills after tooth extractions but reported significant relief. When given naloxone, which blocks endorphin receptors, their pain returned, proving their brains had produced natural painkillers simply because they expected relief. Even more fascinating, placebos work even when patients know they're taking inert pills. In a groundbreaking Harvard study, IBS patients given clearly labeled placebo pills experienced twice the symptom relief as the control group. The science is clear. Our bodies possess the biochemical machinery to heal many conditions without external drugs. The question isn't whether our minds can heal our bodies, but how effectively we can access this innate power. Your brain constantly changes based on your thoughts and experiences, forming physical connections between neurons when you learn something new. These neural pathways strengthen through repeated thoughts, creating fixed patterns by age 35 that form your identity. Creating a new reality requires embracing new thoughts and behaviors. Research shows mental rehearsal creates the same brain changes as physical practice. Harvard studies found piano students who only mentally practiced developed identical neural patterns to those who physically practiced. The Human Genome Project revealed only 23,000 genes, with about 90% responding to environmental signals, including thoughts and emotions. This field, epigenetics, shows we actively influence genetic expression rather than being bound by inheritance. Studies of identical twins demonstrate this. Those with similar lifestyles maintain similar epigenetic patterns, while different lifestyles lead to different genetic expression. These changes occur rapidly. Prostate cancer patients altered 500-plus genes in 3 months through lifestyle changes, while moderate exercise modified 7,000 genes in sedentary men. Stress can shut down healing genes, while positive emotions enhance immune function. Even watching comedy shows increases antibody production. Lasting transformation requires accessing the subconscious mind, the 95% of mental activity below awareness, including our automatic programs and emotional reactions. Suggestibility, our openness to new information without analytical resistance, is crucial for reprogramming these patterns. Different brainwave states affect suggestibility, with the theta state, where the mind stays awake while the body sleeps, offering maximum receptivity. Meditation enables direct access to subconscious programming by bypassing the analytical mind. Quantum physics reveals how thoughts create physical change. At the quantum level, subatomic particles exist as possibilities until observed. The observer effect demonstrates that matter manifests only when observed, then returns to energy when attention shifts. Our minds directly influence reality through focused attention. Elevated emotional states increase our atomic vibrational frequency, while disease represents lowered, incoherent frequency. Through meditation, we remove attention from our physical reality and connect with universal intelligence, accessing infinite possibilities. Lori, diagnosed at 19 with polyostotic fibrous dysplasia, suffered 12 serious fractures and constant fear. During meditation, she experienced profound joy and began walking without her cane. She changed daily habits, used encouraging affirmations, and visualized complete healing. Despite initial blood tests showing active disease, she persisted in her practice. 5 months later, her test values dropped from an abnormal 68 to a healthy 40. Candace developed Hashimoto's disease following uncontrollable rage. Instead of accepting this incurable autoimmune condition, she committed to daily meditations, focusing on love rather than anger. 7 months later, her thyroid levels normalized without medication. Joanne, diagnosed with secondary progressive MS at 59, mentally rehearsed yoga poses while bedridden. Like pianists developing neural circuits through mental practice, she created new neural pathways for walking. Combining intention with elevated emotion led to her transformation, and she eventually walked unassisted. 2 years later, her neurologist found no signs of MS. These cases demonstrate how anyone can become their own placebo. The hardest part of change is that uncomfortable space between your old and new self. When you stop making familiar choices, you temporarily lose your sense of identity. You literally don't feel like yourself because you're not being your old self. Most people retreat to familiar territory when faced with this discomfort. But this biological death of the old personality is necessary for transformation. When we hold clear intentions with elevated emotions during meditation, we signal genes ahead of the environment, becoming the change rather than waiting for it. Our genes aren't stone tablets of fate, but vast libraries of possibilities, with only 1.5% currently expressed, while 98.5% remains dormant. Living in survival mode, we hyper-focus on external reality, making it difficult to access our inner world. By practicing meditation regularly, we can access the theta brainwave state, where we can reprogram our subconscious beliefs, creating lasting change from the inside out. This heightened energy allows us to transcend normal physical limitations, like the preacher who drinks strychnine without harm during religious ecstasy, or teenagers lifting a 3,000-pound tractor to save their father. Becoming your own placebo means harnessing healing mechanisms without external triggers. Start by creating a coherent brain state through meditation, using the open focus technique to shift from narrow physical awareness to spatial consciousness. Enter the present moment by disconnecting from identity, body, environment, and time. This space holds all possibilities while quieting old neural patterns. Make decisions with intention strong enough to override existing neuroprograms and emotional patterns. Combine this intention with elevated emotion by fully experiencing how your desired outcome would feel. Gratitude is especially effective as it programs your body to believe the desired outcome already exists. Practice during naturally receptive states, just before sleep or upon waking. Find a quiet space, sit upright, and use deep breathing to shift from beta to alpha waves, working toward theta state. When your body resists with negative thoughts, consistently return focus to the present moment. With practice, mind and body align to manifest intentions and transform your reality.